It's 88.5 KCSN Sky Daniels. And a pleasure to welcome back Sam Bean of Iron and Wine. Welcome back, my friend.
Thanks, guys. Great to be here.
It's so tremendous. We both were trying to remember. It was about a year ago, I would say.
I think it might have been more.
A year and a half.
Yeah.
It was when the Twilight soundtrack came out.
That's what it was.
We asked you then. You were getting ready, I guess, to get your mind set on what would become Ghost on Ghost. And if I recall, the line you said was, I think I'm going to try some different things on this record.
Yeah.
I believe you succeeded, do you?
I think so, yeah. We tried a few new things. There's string sections and a couple other, just production. Just filled it out in different ways.
There are elements. It feels like there were times when you had a swing vibe almost going on.
I mean, there was one song that we pursued a Mingus kind of atmosphere because the tune was called Lover's Revolution, and I think Mingus's music is some of the most revolutionary angry music there is. Yeah. So it was fun to take a song that was written in a different way and sort of try it in a new pair of clothes and see what happens. It was fun because it was all done live. It was fun to get in the room and actually watch musicians play that music that way. It was a blast.
You've commented that at various times during the recording of it, you almost did feel like it had a big band feel where you were in there and you should have had your tux and you should have gone up and swaggered.
Right. Definitely like an earlier time, in recording history where, the singer, well, basically I was trying to make a new, nudge the sound along a certain way. And so the other records are so saturated with guitar, it was easy to take the guitar away, and then all of a sudden there was this new sort of sonic palette that you had to work with. And so that said, I didn't end up playing a whole lot of guitar. I played some, but not a lot. And so I did end up sitting in the booth watching people play and singing. It felt like Sinatra or something.
Loosen the tie and I'm ready to swing now,
I was looking, looking for my martini for sure.
Now you worked again with Brian Deck, and I'm going to assume... Has it been four times or three times?
He's done pretty much everything. The first record we put out was like home demos, which I did myself. And then I started working with Brian. Then I did one record with Calexico with a different producer. And everything else has been with Brian. It's been great. He's such a fun, creative foil. Just a great collaborator for me. Mostly because I love he has great ideas, but also... because I end up switching things around so much, the players are never very consistent and the sound keeps changing, but it's nice to have one consistent person with me. We sort of have a shorthand now.
You must have to be able to do particularly the zigs and zags. That's a technical term we use here.
I like it.
On this album, there has to be that sort of innate, inherent language between the two of you.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like you're always looking for some kind of spark, some kind of creative spark, and that usually means something new that you're bringing to the table. And with him, I don't really have to, we don't have to explain, we don't have to talk about it. We know when we're getting into some new territory, and we know when we're not, and we know when we need to push towards something.
Well, it's cold and you're bored from counting the smart cars on 94. When you dream you're back home, but the lakeside don't trust you to walk alone. Hollow trees talk offhand. All the neckties are toasting with empty cans, and you know why she's gone. Clothes in the river, drifting on. Slide down south, when once in a while your confidence leaves you like smoke falls out her red. Now, oh, she left you the holes, the tracks in the backyard, December snow, but those sad souvenirs, they end at the fence line and they disappear. Why'd you follow her there? Milwaukee's a deaf ear for winter prayers. There's no night, there's no day, with only hope in your pocket and hell to pay. Slide down south, when once in a while your confidence leaves you like smoke falls out her red mouth.
Got Lover's Revolution, simultaneously, I think it was pretty close to Jim James' new record as well.
Yeah.
And there was an exploratory, you know, nature of that record in yours, and a spirituality to both. And for me, at least, it was like, well, here's two of our foremost, singer songwriters that... They're stretching their wings, and you can see that, they're going to go somewhere with these respective records.
I hope so. I mean, that's the point. There's the wish for me is to push yourself. Jim's obviously definitely not afraid to get in there and mix up the soup a bit. I played a show with him in Austin it was several months ago, but he did it solo. And it was hilarious. I mean, he got up there with a couple of synthesizers and was just singing and playing. And then this guy came up with a saxophone, it kind of freaked people out because they, were expecting to see like a jacket kind of thing.
Show,
yeah.
Sure.
And, he really flipped some lids.
Well, and look, having been around longer than you, that's my way of saying I'm a little older. I'm an old man. There has to be the willingness to take those chances and to expand. Sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't. And thankfully, you started out with Sub Pop, which is known for that, and Warner Brothers, which I see as really nurturing.
Yeah,
that sort of creative endeavor.
I think so, yeah. That's been my experience. I think that's the point. I think you have to be willing to make mistakes in order to try something new. At the end of the day, we're making music, not Big Macs,
Right.
We don't want to get, maybe some people's agenda is to make the perfect song and keep making that song. Mine is just to see what else I can do.
Now, you mentioned the touring versus the studio process, and you are a family man, and I believe you have... Is it five daughters?
Five daughters, yeah, that's right.
Sheesh.
Yeah.
So how does, and this isn't a glib question, it's how do you, as, dad, uh-huh. integrate touring and,
Well, I don't a whole lot. I mean, I tour significantly less than most people, but... We try to have more fun than other people. No, I'm kidding. I just try to make the most of the time that I have, really. You go out, you prioritize and realize your limits and make the most of the situation. I feel like, as the kids get older, when they don't want dad around, I'll have plenty of time to go out, and hopefully people will still be interested. But at the time, at this time... my priority is to watch them grow up.
Yeah, he only captures many moments.
So they don't stay little for long.
Are you concerned that even now that they're going, oh, goody, Dad's going on tour. We get more time in the bathroom.
They definitely do. They definitely do.
It's when you get back, it's like, ah, oh, Dad's going to be tying up the bathroom.
Yeah,
now.
Exactly.
So that may explain why you're avowed in not wanting to shave your beard other than not freaking them out.
Because I don't get in the
bathroom. They won't give you the time, right?
That's right. You could never love to shave.
But you can't. You're not given the time at all.
Run like a race for family when you hear like you're alone. The rusty gears of morning and faceless busy phones. We gladly run in circles, but the shape we're meant to make is gone. Love is a tired symphony you hum when you're awake. And love's a crying baby mama warned you not to shake. And love's the best sensation hiding in the lion's mane. Scented oil that I'll drip into your bath. The water's there to warm you, and the earth is warmer when you laugh. Love is a scene I render when you catch me wide awake. And love's a dream you enter, though I shake and shake and shake you. And love's the best endeavor waiting in the lion's mane. Underneath the table, so we never said grace. Falling out of bed for the workday week. There was kissing in the cracks of the flash flood street. There were budding blossoms, blaring Johnny Rotten, chewed up and swallowed by the prophet they were trying to follow. Pick too green, and we paid no tax on our quick romantic cul-de-sacs. But it all came down to you and I. It all came down to you and I. There were crashed out cars in our barcode clothes. There was rubbing on each other, rubbing ghost on ghost. Junked up punks and the Jesus freaks weaving in and out of trouble, wrapping round and round a leash. There were sleepless dreamers, doomsday preachers, the message and the messenger, the gun beneath the register, the sweet gum tree by the tough drunk tank. We could never give enough to the bad blood bank. There were hopeless sinners, sweepstake winners. They danced with the farmer's daughter, capered with the corporate lawyers. All came down to you and I. And it all came down to you and I. came down to you and I. And it all came down to you and I. There was laughing in the light, sugar in the shade. There was backstab handshakes made on fate. We were never out of time and we'd never entertain anybody. Say the habit of the wind was gonna change. There were misled misfits, teeth and biscuits, fountains full of penny wishes, parties full of pretty fishes, side by side with birds and bees. And we never said grace, never ever took a knee with the saints and ramblers, movie star handlers, high above the aviary, underneath the cemetery. And we never wondered why, 'cause the sun was in our eyes. There was seed for the field, there was grease for the wheel. We were drinking with the luminaries, eating with the missionaries. All came down to you and I. And it all came down to you and I. Down to you and I. And it all came down to you and I.
Speaking of touring, you're going to be doing the Bottle Rock Fest up in Napa.
Yeah.
Now, help me out, because when I excuse me, when I go to all the various and sundry ticket sites, mm-hmm. I can't tell if you're on Friday the 9th or Sunday the 11th.
Oh, I don't know.
Yeah, I need clarity because I'm thinking of going up.
It's definitely one of those days.
It's a great, yeah, it's one of those days. What are you trying to get me to buy the 3-day package? There's a lot of great talent on that one. Oh, it's going to be a great one.
Yeah, it's a crazy bill.
And it has to be a beautiful setting.
I would imagine so. Napa's not very ugly.
No, it's got to be beautiful. And that,
they have good refreshments,
then
too.
Then you're going to go jump east and then do some European dates, too. So really, for our fans, the next chance...
Probably in the fall. Or
drive up to Napa.
Or Napa, that's right.
You know, it's not that far.
It's not too bad,
6-7 hours.
And you know there's wine waiting for you when you get there.
Driving back, I wouldn't recommend right away. Probably want to get a room. That's just me being conscientious for our listeners out there.
Safety first. Saturday.
See, the estimable Julie Muncy from Warner Brothers has it down.
Yeah, a fairy came and whispered in my ear.
She knows it's Saturday. It was neither Friday nor Sunday. Well, you know, it's not our job to know these things. On the album, I mentioned to you how I thought you were stalking me when you wrote The Desert Babbler, because there were a few... Back in my crazy days, I could have seen myself ending up in Barstow.
You're an inspiring guy, Sky.
Yeah, well, I don't know if inspiring would be inspiring in the sense of what not to do. That I will definitely say, kids, don't do this at all. Not at home, not on the road, nowhere. Don't do what I've done.
You're uninspiring.
Yeah, I'm definitely a cautionary tale, more of that case. But I could obviously, you know. I got the creeps kind of listening.
Really,
to that,
you have a Barstow history.
Many late night finding myself howling at the moon and speaking in tongues. It wasn't just necessarily relate, just not Barstow. It could be anywhere in the proximity of Los Angeles.
It just had that Barstow feel.
Yeah, I had one time in Barstow where.
Yeah, you know, it's weird. I have no Barstow history. I just made it up. It sounded good.
Well, you know, for making it up, I can tell you that there are a few elements of it that my recall's rusty, but it seems pretty accurate.
You got it okay? You got it close enough?
And the album is ornate. Is ornate an okay word to use?
I like that word a lot. I was trying to do something, quote-unquote, sophisticated, simple but complex at the same time. You know, something that was, it's just a kind of relaxed record, but I like the idea of... you know, I like all the music, the backrack arrangements and the strings that you hear in a lot of soul music and country music, you know, from the 60s and 70s.
We could call it a headphone album too, right?
Oh, yeah, for sure. Yeah, we definitely spend a lot of time tweaking things for the headphone candy fans.
And I should note, Ghost on Ghost is next Tuesday. It hits the stores, right?
Yeah, I think it's really soon.
It's next Tuesday.
Of the month.
Are we getting that? I'm pretty sure it's the 17th.
Yeah, 16, 17, something like that.
Yeah, so it's not next Tuesday. You're right. It's two Tuesdays from now.
You gotta wait a little bit longer, Sky.
Well, you know, I'm fortunate. I have, as you can see, one of the reviewer copies, so
yes,
I've got to live with it. And I know what your fans, your fans are going to be enthralled. And I really believe that people who are just becoming fans. This is a really exquisite album.
Thanks, man.
Ornate, exquisite.
Exquisite. I like that one.
Okay, we'll go with exquisite.
Yeah,
it is an exquisite record, and I don't say that to patronize you. I could see. It's funny how that one remark you made months ago. I saw your wheels turning.
Oh yeah.
And your wheels obviously turned in the making of this, and it continues.
Oh, thanks, man.
To elevate. You know, and engage us.
Thanks, man.
Because we know you can write a great, melodic, thoughtful song.
Oh, thanks.
But now you're starting to give us twists and turns. Like I said, when Lovers Revolution was the first track,
like what?
Unexpected to some.
Yeah.
But to me, it was like tremendous.
Oh, thanks,
he's stretching
man.
Out.
Thanks. I got really lucky, you know, got surrounded by a lot of really talented musicians this time. It's nice to have good help.
Yeah, good help is hard to find. It seems
it
like
is.
You have found
some really talented, a really talented arranger named Rob Berger. He's an incredible piano player too. He had come in and played on several of the other records, but usually at the end, just sprinkle fairy dust on what I was messing up. But this time we brought him in early in the development stages, and so I think it made a big difference. And some really talented. Players from New York as well.
Are you going to take any of these people out on the
road?
Yeah,
Rob's going to be playing with us. It's actually a really big band. It's like a 12, 13-piece band.
Oh, so we have to encourage our listeners to see you only at the Bottle Rock, but when you come back, because, you know.
Yeah, it's a spectacle.
You're obviously, when the bigger the band, you've got a family to feed, Sam.
That's right.
You know, we can't be taken away from those daughters, girls.
I think we should call this tour Just for the Love of Music Tour, because I'm not making a dime.
You won't make a dime.
but at the same time, it's, you know, I felt like it was important to play the record. You know, if you're going to put a face on the record, I think it should be appropriate. I mean, I know that I'll, in the future, go and play them stripped down, with solo shows or just a few people, but I wanted just for a moment to do with the string sections and the horn sections and the backups. You know,
it's the heart of the purpose that you had when you went into the making of the record. You want to reflect it at least on a run, right?
Yeah, I think it's worth it.
Well, we can't wait for that to happen, and we are really, really sincerely appreciate that you do come out here and that you've become friend of the radio station.
Oh, yeah,
and
it's my pleasure.
We've got your back all the time. And next year when I bounce into you, South by Southwest, you know, in the mass of Sixth Street C as we did last year, hopefully you'll
bananas,
look at me and say, you know what? I actually made a few bucks on the tour. And that will be a cause for celebration.
I hope you're right. But
fingers crossed.
Yeah.
Well, here's the success on Ghost on Ghost. And thanks again. It's Sam Beam of Iron and Wine on 88.5 KCSN.
Thanks again, Sky.
Good to have you here.